Daily Worship Devotionals, episode 18. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Well, hey there, friends. How in the world are you? Me? I am blessed beyond all measure. My name's Rob Still. I'm a worship leader in Nashville, and you're listening to Daily Worship Devotionals, a 5 to 10 minute podcast where we study the Word of God, we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, all based on the Christian year calendar. Right now we're in the season of Epiphany, and we're looking at, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Here we go.
Oh Lord, how majestic is your name, how majestic.
Going to be reading from John chapter 1. This is another one of my mashup translations, so I'm using versions of the New Living Translation, Message, Voice, New King James, and Amplified. John chapter 1, starting with verse 43. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Come, follow me." Philip was from Bethsaida, which was the hometown of Andrew and Peter. Philip went to look for Nathanael and told him, "We have found the person Moses and the prophets wrote about. His name is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." "Nazareth!" exclaimed Nathanael. "How can anything good come from Nazareth?" "Come and see for yourself," Philip replied. And as they approached, Jesus said, "Now here is a genuine son of Israel, a true Israelite, a man of complete integrity, in whom there is no guile or deceit, nor duplicity." "How do you know these things about me?" Nathanael asked. "We've never even met." And Jesus replied, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Then Nathanael exclaimed, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel." And Jesus asked him, "Do you believe this? Just because I told you I had seen you under the fig tree, you will see greater things than this." Then he said, "I tell you the truth, you will see all of heaven open and the angels of God going up and down on the Son of Man, the one who is the stairway between heaven and earth." All right, the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. All right, let me share a couple things I've noticed in this story. First, Jesus invites Philip to follow him, and apparently Philip does so without much hesitation. Now, just a few verses earlier, we had seen that Philip's hometown buddies, Andrew and Simon Peter, had already become the first disciples of Jesus. And these guys previously had been following John the Baptist. So I think it should be noted that John the Baptist did a very good job of preparing the way of the Lord. Secondly, Philip feels compelled to share his amazing discovery with one of his best friends, Nathanael. "We have found the one promised from Scripture." Now, this is the effect of a true encounter and relationship with Jesus. Following Jesus is not just about some kind of intellectual or religious pursuit. It's about sharing great news with people you care about. Third, Philip's enthusiasm, he's a product evangelist, is met with surprise skepticism. His response, "Nazareth, how can anything good come from Nazareth?" Now, just from hearing this in context, you might perceive that Nazareth did not have a great reputation, and your perception would be correct. It was a podunk town. It was a small place from what was considered an inferior part of the country. Now, Jews from the area of Judea kind of looked down on Jews from the area of Galilee. They were, they're from the sticks. They're considered like country bumpkins. Now, I know about country bumpkins because I am from Tennessee. And now, not just to bash on Nazareth, but we were just in Israel not long ago. And when we visited Nazareth, it was kind of surprising how much like graffiti there was and trash on the hillsides. And TripAdvisor.com, by the way, describes Nazareth as, "It's okay to see, but a kind of dirty and run-down town." That was my perception, too. So Nazareth is a very humble place to be from. Now, Dr. Jerry Borchert says in his New American Commentary, and I just happen to have an autographed copy right here, he says this: as far as Nathanael was concerned, the Messiah and Nazareth should hardly belong in the same sentence. There is, of course, little supporting scripture for a messianic figure from Nazareth, so Nathanael's doubt was not without warrant. That's page 147, by the way. Very interesting. Fourth, Philip's response is to simply invite Nathanael to come and see for himself. This is the very same invitation that Jesus had offered to Andrew and Peter. I like Dr. Borchert's commentary here also. He says, evangelism is usually advanced by genuine, concerned, loving proclamation and invitation. Next in the story, Jesus speaks prophetic life to Nathanael and he declares his true identity. Dude, you are the real deal, a true Israelite, a patriot. I can see that you are a man of integrity with no baloney in you. And of course, Nathanael is blown away. I would be blown away if I got a great word like that. I bet you would be too. And then he says, man, how do you even know that? You don't even know me. And Jesus gives him another prophetic word. And he says, well, I saw you under the fig tree. Now, it should be noted that serious rabbinic students would frequently be studying the law underneath a vine or a fig tree or an olive tree. And that is exactly what Nathanael was doing. He was a serious guy, and Jesus affirmed that in him. So, how does Nathanael respond? Well, remember, worship is response to the revelation of God. And so he declares, wow, Yeshua, you really are the Son of God, the King of Israel. All of a sudden, Jesus' small town, humble origins did not matter one bit to Nathanael. And this is something for you and me to take home too. Look, when God is in something, your credentials or lack of credentials do not matter. What matters is what God is doing in you and through you. Then Jesus gives him another prophetic promise. And he says, what you've seen is nothing. You're going to see a whole lot more. In fact, you're going to see what a true Israelite will see. Now, the word Israelite means one who wrestles with God. And just like his ancestor Jacob, Nathanael was going to see a glimpse of heaven interacting with earth. That would be Jesus in action, and he was going to be there firsthand seeing it for himself. So, my friends, what's the takeaway here? Well, as Zechariah 4:10 says, do not despise the days of small beginnings. Don't be ashamed of your humble origins or your humble circumstances. When you let the Lord have full control of your life, He can and He will redeem any and every aspect of your story, for the glory of God. Believe it and receive it in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that just as something good did come out of Nazareth, you can bring something wonderful out of our life stories too. So, Lord, have your own way for your glory. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth, even my little bitty part of it, as it is in heaven. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. All right, guys, well, God bless you. Thanks so much for watching. DailyWorshipDevotionals.com is the website where you can sign up and get free resources and stuff like that. And if you like this podcast, would you pretty please, with sugar on top, rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, wherever it is you happen to be listening. SoundCloud too. Yep. Okay, well, until next time, may the Lord richly bless you. Vaya con Dios. Go with God. The Lord be with you. See you guys. Bye.